Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 19th of October. I want to give you two quick announcements. One, I should have given you a little sooner. I am going to be in Hogansville, Georgia, tomorrow. That's Sunday, October the 20th, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., both Eastern Time. I'll be at the Grace Covenant Worship Center at 1402 Bass Cross Road, Hogansville, Georgia, 30230. Telephone number for Hogansville, 706-298-0066. Grace Covenant Worship Center on Facebook. I believe we'll be live streaming the services tomorrow, October 20th, 11 a.m., 6 p.m. Looking forward to it. I love going to be with Alex Montgomery and his church. We've been there before. We did some meetings there over the Easter weekend where we shared some things on the cross, had a tremendous time. I was there last fall ministering as well. So excited to be back. Looking forward to a good Sunday tomorrow. That's been on our site for a few weeks and on Facebook for a couple weeks. So most people know about it, but I apologize for those that get all of their announcements here on the DDP. I think I might have mentioned it earlier, but I didn't give much details, and I'm sorry about that. I also would like to invite you to check out tomorrow's drop on our platforms, YouTube, Podbean, iTunes, etc., etc., paulwhiteministries.com, Facebook. We do the hour-long sermon on Sundays. This week, it's from our monthly meeting in Flowery Branch, Georgia. The sermon was from the book of, well, it's from all over the place because that's kind of how I teach. Starts in Hebrews, runs to Revelation. But it focuses from the Leviticus 10 story of Nadab and Abihu. The title of the message is Making God Look Good. And we talk about how that's the responsibility of Aaron after the death of his sons to walk out and make God look good. That's not easy. It's not as easy to do when you emotionally are as torn up as Aaron is, and your tendency is to maybe blame God. And so we dig into that story of Nadab and Abihu and pull out some, I think, some really interesting truths, and it's one you don't want to miss. Tomorrow, video, audio, all that will be available, Making God Look Good. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to get that up is because next Sunday, this is my final announcement, next Sunday, October the 27th, we will have our monthly meeting in Flowery Branch. We do a Sunday night every month, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, Sunday, October 27th, and we're going to do, unless I hear something different from the Lord, we're going to do a follow-up to tomorrow's message that airs. So I wanted to get it out there so you could hear it, and then if you come to the meeting on the 27th, you can follow up with us and watch the next step in this Making God Look Good sermon. I didn't really mean to make a series of it, but I've got some other things that I think I want to, I think that I want to throw in. Okay, we are going to close down the 10th chapter today, at least our journey through it, 1 Corinthians 10. I'm down to the last few verses, and I think we can wrap this up, start tomorrow on chapter 11, and work our way through some of that stuff over the course of the next week. Of course, we're coming up the end of October with our essay edition, and we might even have a long form Friday next week. Not sure about that at this point. We have arrived in verse 30. But if I partake with thanks, why am I evil spoken of for the food over which I give thanks? Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no offense either to the Jews or to the Greeks, or to the church of God, just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Now, some of this is going to be very necessary in chapter 11. Paul will make the statement in 11:16, if anyone seems to be contentious, we have no such custom, nor do the churches of God. So some of this whole women head covering business from chapter 11, Paul is going to conclude with, listen, the churches of God don't have this. The distinction that you need in 11:16 is birthed in verse 32 of chapter 10. Paul says, don't give offense. Then he names three categories. This is an unusual categorization. Usually, Paul categorizes Jew, Gentile. Or then he'll say one body. But look at 32. Don't give offense either to the Jews or to the Greeks or to the Church of God. There's Judaism. There's secular humanism / religions of the world / unbelievers. And then there's Christianity. And Paul distinctly places those three categories. That Church of God statement sets you up for that next chapter. But within this context, Paul is saying, why would I be judged when I'm partaking with thanksgiving? I've thanked God for the food or the drink. So whatever it is that you eat or drink. And then he says, whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Do it without giving offense. Think in terms of the Jew at the table, the Gentile at the table, the Christian at the table. And as I also please all in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. So Paul works to please all that are at the table. He then will open 11 by telling you to imitate him. Imitate him in what? Imitate him in trying to please all in all. There's been some added words in the English. The word men and the word things and the word prophet are added. So I want to take them out, not because we're taking away from the text, but because they're not in the Greek. So listen to verse 33 again. Just as I also please all in all, not seeking my own profit, but that of many, that they may be saved. And so I don't think we should get too closely attached to chapter 9. I'm free from all men, but I'm trying to come all things to all men. I think we have a context change because we're dealing with the eating and the drinking and that which offends men's conscience. So Paul says, listen, you've got a Jew at the table, you've got a Gentile at the table, you've got a Christian at the table. I try to please them all. How do I do it? By not seeking my own profit, my own well-being, but I'm hoping to build them up so that they may be saved. The whole point of this was I don't want to wound people beyond the point of being able to reach them. I don't want to harm them because I'm boasting of my liberty and to harm them in a way that they're that they're unsavable. And I think what I mean by that is that I've hurt them in a way that my testimony to them means nothing. And we can do that. We can live in such a way of liberty because we're going, well, I'm free, you know, whatever, that we actually hurt the testimony of being believers. And that would be detrimental. It'd be detrimental to us in the eyes of our neighbor, and it's detrimental to the kingdom because we actually step back from making non-believers into believers. That's our conclusion to chapter 10. I don't ever get to the end of a chapter and feel like we've exhausted it. I say what I've said before, that I think you could probably start over, go back through, find things you missed. I'm sure over the decades ahead of us, we'll go through this again at some point, probably be a while. But as you go back through it, watch to see what the Holy Spirit says to you in these things. Tomorrow we get started. We actually already introduced verse 1, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. We're going to do a little work with that imitation, and then there is a real change, and I think the chapter probably should have broke at verse 2, because imitate me as I imitate Christ seems to be speaking to, listen, pay attention to your neighbor. Okay. I don't want to jump into 11 yet. A lot to say. We'll do it tomorrow. See you then. God bless.